Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Miss the Two Fat Lattes on air? Now's your chance to catch up with another Two Fat Lattes podcast brought to you by Big Mouth Media and Joy 94.9.
How are you, Benny?
Hello, Frank.
How was your week?
My week's been
long.
It's really dragged out.
Yes.
Thank God it's Friday, because Friday equals latte.
TGIF.
Tea. Thank God. It could be thank Googie.
Well, yeah, whatever tickles you.
Yes.
So lots on the show tonight, Benny?
Heaps. A massive amount.
Well, can you fill us in a bit?
I've got a whole folder full of information.
Recently, things haven't been going too well for a certain airline.
Hit by lightning yesterday morning. One of its engines blew out. Smoke in the cockpit.
Cockpit. Oh, sorry. We wish you all the best, Flying Marsupial, from the show that would love to start its own airline. Except I don't think Fat Airways is going to work.
Have you seen an A380 trying to land?
The Two Fat Lattes on Joy 94.9.
I think Fat Airways would work. We'd have to say PH80, though.
Oh, no.
You have to spell it differently.
Use the F word.
Fat!
What is wrong with fat?
Nothing.
It's gorgeous.
I'm telling you, it'd work.
Yeah.
We just need to spell it differently.
I'd rather fly Fat Airlines than Skinny Airways.
Larger seats. Yeah. Anyway.
Wouldn't you? More plush.
That's right. Yeah.
Full cream.
Hmm. Would you have large hosties?
No. Yeah, maybe.
I would.
No, because sometimes those large ones, they're happy on the outside, but they're not happy on the inside.
Why?
I don't know. I just find them they're like the really skinny ones. They're always grumpy. Don't you ever notice that?
No.
Either the really skinny ones and the big ones are always grumpy.
Maybe there's a medium.
I think at either end of the spectrum, you're not getting a root.
Something very special happened this week for someone in particular in
the UK. Oh, it wasn't for us.
No, it wasn't
for us. No, no one proposed
to
us.
Why not?
Because we don't have a 19-inch waist. She's very slim, Kate Middleton.
She is. I was looking at her on the news.
She needs to eat.
Do you think she needs to be force-fed?
Well, they do live together.
Do they?
I think he might have force-fed her.
And what else? Did you know that he was holding the ring?
He loves feeding people.
He proposed to her in Kenya.
He held that ring for 3 weeks in his backpack.
3 weeks.
How come we never get to interview famous people? We'd be great at interviewing him, those
well,
two.
What would you ask?
Are you top or bottom? That's why we don't get the interviews.
I suspect
we ask the important question.
Mm. That's true.
Do you shower afterwards? Now, they have been living together for a little while.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He lives in Scotland on some little island up north of Scotland on the coast.
Shetland Islands?
Kind of. It's
out
like,
in the middle
I think
of the
there's
north
a
sea.
Lighthouse. He does, I don't know, because he does some.
He probably owns it.
He owns the whole. He owns
it. It's Crown land.
Doesn't he own Australia?
He does, that's right. You can go anywhere. That's an island.
He's our landlord.
Have you been paying your tax?
But I was asking a few of the boys in the studios just before we started, and I think he's gone to seed.
Oh,
and
really?
Everyone, there's people nodding with me.
It depends on your definition of gone to seed. What do you mean by gone to seed? He's a bit past it.
He's every day
his hairline's retreating.
Well, no, when he started off, he looked like his mum.
Did
so
he?
Cute. When he
was when he was 11.
every day that passes, he's getting to look more like the Windsors.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you think he's sort of in Let's his just old say age.
That every day that passes, Ranger's looking a lot more fun.
As in his bro?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
How come those boys never do Movember?
They should.
They should. Especially the orange one. That'd be cute to see.
Yeah. And maybe we could sit him on sunrise next to Koshi.
Wouldn't it be hilarious?
Because that mo's working for him.
Can I just say, Koshi was devastated during the week.
Why?
Because some kid wrote in and said that he looks like Mr. Potato Head.
He does.
He does look like Mr. Potato Head.
Poor Koshi. Oh. It's not working for
him. Actually, they look like they look like a bag of potatoes. The whole lot of them, really.
He's a Malgrown one too.
We've got one listener docking in Indonesia.
Really?
The lovely Rob.
Padang?
In.
Where is Rob? Is he in Bali?
No, I don't think he's in. I don't think he's in Bali. I will tell you in a second.
Denpasar?
But he did send me Bali. A message to say that he's enjoying the docking experience.
That's wonderful.
From Kupang.
Kupang.
Where's Kupang?
Don't know.
Timor.
Oh, is it in Timor?
Oh, it's getting very exotic. Do we have anyone docking in on the Cocos Islands?
Do they have PCs there?
Or what about Samoa?
Samoa. You just want one from every country.
I just want someone docking on an island. I like tonight.
Well,
I feel
Timor's an island.
Is it?
Yeah, of course it is.
But I wanted coconut. They've got coconuts too, haven't
coconuts
they?
Coconuts and calypso music.
That's more your...
That's your more Creole. You're thinking very Caribbean here, aren't you?
Well, we could go. I think we've got a docking happening soon.
Barbados.
In Florida. Usually Mark, who listens to our show in Florida, has a dock. But I'm not sure. He might be asleep. I have to work out the time zones. But let me just see. So we've got Rob docking. Can we try and hook up with Rob?
Of course we could.
I've tried and tried. Let me see. Now we've got Terry. Terry's one of he's one of the eight listeners listening tonight. Terry says, looking forward to the show this evening. Thanks for adding me on Facebook. Terry. Oh. Thank you, Terry. And we've got one here from Adam. He says, hello, Lattes. Howdy, Lattes. Wondering if you could do a shout-out to Zoron. No, we can't. A sexy man I met in San Francisco last month.
And his name's Zorro?
Zoron.
Oh, Zoron.
No, that Zorro was... He's a super... Isn't he an action figure?
Yeah, because I thought he might have come down on in his big cape and...
He says, I threw a warm glass of latte podcast over his face while I was there last month, and he hasn't looked back. He loves you guys and is learning all there is to know about Australia and your show.
Do we train people in how to be Aussie, mate?
We should work in Canberra.
Really? As a poly?
We're sort of We're ambassadors.
Do you think so?
We're like huge pink ambassadors.
It's a Vogue mashup. While we were playing that tune, we had a phone call, a very disturbing one. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's that?
Hi, it's Laura Deb, of course.
We were just playing your mum.
Yeah, I know, everyone's had a go. What do you want?
You rang me.
Oh, yeah. Did you know my mum's really angry at me?
Why is she angry?
I'm not angry, but she's putting a lot of pressure on me.
Why?
Because, you know, we lived in London.
Yeah, no, you used to, didn't you?
Where am I living now?
You're in the US.
My mum, she wants me to, you know how I released a fashion label?
Yes, Material Girl, is that right?
Yeah, she wants me to design a wedding dress for, Kate Middleton.
She wants you to do it?
Well, you know how I'm a really big designer now?
Are you?
What are you getting at? I'm a big designer, Frank.
Oh, yeah, sorry, you are.
But, because she's a bit annoyed because I was supposed to marry William.
Oh, and so you're not going to get a go.
Well, maybe later. just call me Camilla. No, listen, Frank.
Yes?
I said, Mum, I can't marry that veteran. He's like really old. He's
yeah, because like, you're what, 15?
Yeah.
It's a bit of an age gap though, isn't it?
Yeah, but I said I can't. He's losing his hair.
Oh, so you can't.
Between his hairline and my eyebrow. Oh. Yeah, what a, yeah, anyway, my mum can swallow a Coke bottle.
That's nice. Bye.
Can we do a little shout out?
Go for it.
We don't normally do requests, but I suppose we could just request. That song was a bit of a fun.
Bad Romance.
Bad Romance by
Caro Emerald.
Caro Emerald. I've got a message here from Anton. He says, hello, darling. If you get this, can you please send a cheerio and play Kesha? We don't do that, do we? So that the song we just played is for you, Anton. Special for you. He says, my message is...
That was very Kesha.
My message is to Malk, like obviously Malcolm. He's your favourite girl to play. Love from your favourite guy, Anton, in South Melbourne.
Oh, that's very cryptic. He's your favourite girl.
Oh, because Kesha is his favourite girl.
Oh, right.
Also, he's kind of stuffed it up.
Oh, well, Caro's good.
Caro's kind she's of... Just she's a, all right.
She's good. She's yeah. better.
She's better. That's not,
she can sing.
We've value-added.
We have value-added.
Yes, we've bumped you up.
A couple of notches.
Yes, we put you into premium economy.
And you're doing the Homo Helpline, of course.
Welcome to the reception area of the emergency room.
Have you got one in?
I do.
Yeah.
We've got Give a it to very me. Serious case of croc.
A croc of?
A croc from Croc Love. We don't know who this... It's from listener 484, agent for secret age, secret rainbow agent 484. They say here, hello, two fat lattes. I have a homo helpline for you. I love to wear Crocs, even, and sometimes even with socks. That is a crime against humanity. Can I just say?
Crocs with socks? Oh, no.
Oh, imagine a guy in jocks wearing Crocs with socks.
I think it'd be a bit like that.
It could be fun. But anyway, he says, my mates give me shit.
Really? Oh, my God. Does he wear it out or indoors?
It's only for locals. You can only do that look locally. You can't go... You can't go...
Locally in your own area?
You can't go S-O-R or N-O-R.
What's that?
North of the river or south of the river. Can you?
So when you say local, you say in-house.
When I say local, I mean
your bedroom.
From the bedroom to the lounge room.
Gotcha.
Whilst alone.
Yes, I do. I just walk around in my undies.
Is that a bit severe? Are we setting...
Our Crocs are gone.
Are we setting standards that are too high to achieve?
No, they're not high to achieve. You can really? Achieve that. Crocs don't cost that much.
You know, the Australian government has pumped heaps of money into the Cancer Council, into Diabetes Australia. But we need another foundation.
The fashion industry?
No. We need one for people with gay beaties. Don't we?
Do you reckon this is a case of gay beaties?
I think it's a case of onset gay beaties. I think sometimes the gay... Get sometimes
they carried away.
No, sometimes when you live in full colour, after a while, your little colour pancreas wears out. It wears out, and you can't deal with that much colour. And sometimes
it goes rancid.
Sometimes your gay gland goes rancid, and you develop a bit of beige edge. You get a bit. Beige around the edges.
Oh, no.
And I think...
Rancid pancreas.
He's rancid. With those Crocs. He's...
Stop. Can you stop right now?
Oh, my God, I'm crying. I just had a visual of him in Crocs just in the park rotting. Oh.
Anyway.
That's so
I don't
wrong.
Think that's helpful.
Anyway.
Us laughing at him.
Sorry, we didn't mean to laugh at you.
We did.
But we did. Come on, Rainbow.
Would you endorse that? You couldn't.
I just have to say, I'm going to give a Rainbow citation.
Can I add extra citation okay. to that?
Let's virtually just pull him up. Let's pull him aside from the rest of the crowd.
On the curb.
So, Croc Club,
we're
taking you away from the other herd of gays. And we're just taking you into the corner. And I'm going to
pummel you with a croc.
Okay. I'm pressing my finger right into your breastbone.
Oh.
And think, what the hell are you playing at?
Tough love.
It is tough love. What? Were you thinking? I know sometimes life gets hard, doesn't it, Frank?
It doesn't warrant a croc.
Under no circumstances are you to put those beige things on your feet. It's not okay. It's not even for lezos.
It's not even for lezos.
There's nothing sadder. We said there was nothing sadder than a lezo in a country town. You know what's even... What tops that off?
What?
A lezo in a country town in Crocs and enjoying it. Bobby sent in a Homer helpline. He says, "Hi, Lattes. Aldi has recently opened a store in South Melbourne and I've been there every day since it opened."
Oh.
Well, here's another gay BT sufferer.
What is going on?
I don't know. He says...
People are getting hooked on things.
I know. He says, normally I'm a Coles girl, but I've become addicted to the Aldi.
Is it the cost or is it the different product?
Please don't say the C word.
Cost.
Don't even imply that. Through his gay BTs, he's gone down market.
Well, Aldi may not be down market.
One word we never say is discounted. he says, "I'm not sure as to why this has occurred, but I just love all the German sweets." Oh, that's okay. That's a good excuse.
So he's loving different products.
He goes, "And I love all the specials they have."
You know, if he loves Aldi, he'll love Daiso. Everything in that store is like $2.80.
Well, wait a sec. He says here, "I'm also not sure why I have purchased 10 cans of Atlas fly spray."
Oh.
He's like, he says it was $2.99.
I think it might be the C word.
He's a big C. To my...
Don't show him Costco. No. Bloody hell.
To my... amusement, I have seen numerous gays in there as well. I thought we had some class and not interested in the cheap and nasty. But I think the rot has
truly set in.
Set in at the base level of our community. Please give me some advice. I need to get over my sick addiction. It's from Bobby. Poor Bobby.
I can sense the
poor Bobby.
You're feeling it really difficult.
I don't mind if we do need to resort to that kind of behaviour. I think we need to go in with hoods and big glasses, big sunnies.
Do a Joan Collins.
Yes. Keep your dignity. And under your hoodie, a string of pearls. What? There's nothing wrong with shopping discount, but wearing designer. Do you know what I'm saying? I hope your shoes were leather.
That would be all right.
If you did
But he sounds like he's going every day. He's
every
addicted.
Every day with vinyl shoes is a tragedy.
It is a tragedy.
It is a tragedy. I don't know what sort of gay beaties medication we can give out for that.
That's some strong stuff.
In our emergency room, we have a poor young lady. Hello.
Donna Frog?
Yes, Donna Fox speaking. To whom am I speaking, please?
Oh, it's Dr. Blatte and Flatte here from the Tea Fat Lattes. And can you tell us what your problem is with your doona cover and sheets, please?
Oh, thank you very much, Benny. Look, it's terrible. I've bought a new Butte washing machine, but
yes.
Unfortunately, when I go to strip the bed,
yes,
every once a week, mind you,
yes,
not like some of the others, you know, every 2-3 weeks when it gets a bit woofy.
Yes,
but I strip it religiously on a Friday morning, and what I've found is I take the doona cover off,
mm.
I pop the sheets in.
Do you have an elastic edge?
I do, and my word, what a breakthrough in economy.
I know, Donna.
What happens is I place each garment, the two pillow slips, the individual sheets, and yes. I put the doona cover in all separately. I stuff it in like yes. no tomorrow.
Front load?
Front load, yeah. Yes. And guess what happens?
What happens? Or everything ends up in the middle of the doona.
What is going on?
Sweetheart, don't you know the rule?
Please tell me.
Are you talking buttons or poppers?
Buttons, darling.
What you got to do is before you put the doona in, you've got to button it back up. You've got to close your opening.
Really?
You can't tumble with a wide open slit.
Goodness gracious, if, no one ever told me.
When the Lord Boy George sang Tumble for you, he had a closed slit.
Did she? Yes.
If you tumble with an open slit, it will fill.
Wow, that would bring joy to some of those ladies, won't it?
Oh, Donna Frock, you are gorgeous.
And I love you with all my heart. Thank you so much. Well, I'm going to put it back in. I'm going to redo everything. And
yes.
I'm going to hang it overnight. I do hope there's no snowdroppers overnight.
No. If you hang it out tonight, it'll be well hung in the morning.
Thank you so much, lovely.
Have a lovely weekend.
Oh, I hope she closes.
Thank God we got there in time.
You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast, proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media. Voiceovers and audio production. www.bigmouthmedia.com.au and Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.